This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the year and the slow parade of fear.
Good morning, everyone. Demetrius Gadonius, chiropractic nutritionist, coming to you on another beautiful day. Again, we've been just enjoying the weather. I got out last week, got to do a little fishing up there on the Potomac River, had a good day. It was a lot of fun. So how many of you guys are taking advantage of these nice days in between the rainstorm days and doing a little fun stuff? If you are, just remember to, you know, take care of yourself. Remember to kind of watch your step if you're out there walking and hiking on the trails, or if you're getting in and off, in and out of boats like I do when up and down or off of boating docks, watch your footing. You know, we're seeing some folks in the office that have kind of slipped, fallen down, and maybe landed on their bottom, but they kind of jarred their hip or their back a little bit, or they grabbed something and that kind of pulled on their shoulder and they ended up hurting their shoulder, right? So remember, you know, that as you're out there enjoying all these beautiful days, that you need to do stuff with a little common sense, and don't just kind of rush down and be all excited like a lot of us tend to do. Otherwise, you might need your chiropractor. And the other thing is, if you are kind of changing your habits, you're going from being more sedentary, or maybe you were out hiking and now you're going to do more boating where you might be seated like me. I'm a kayaker. I like to kayak. And I'll be sitting in the kayak some days for hours, literally 5 to 10 hours if I'm doing a big kayak trip up and down the river or whatever. And that constant sitting puts a lot of pressure on your low back. Kayaks are not known for being great for low backs. I fish a lot in my kayak, and the newer kayaks have seats that are a little bit raised, so that you can actually get a little bend in your knees to relax your hamstrings. In other words, it'll put less pressure on your back as you kayak. Now, if you're a sport kayaker, you're sitting on a little thin pad on the bottom of that kayak, and you're going for the rapids, that's just the way it is. But usually sport kayakers are not kayaking leisurely for hours in that position. So you kind of shoot the rapids maybe for, you know, half hour, then you float for a bit, and then you shoot another rapids, but you kind of have a lot of movement, and you're usually not there longer than an hour or so, so that's not too bad. It's us fishermen who get real focused on the hunt, on the fishing, and sit for literally, 5, 10 hours. I mean, I'll hit the Potomac and paddle sometimes from early morning until dark and spend 12 hours on my butt. And every few hours, I got to pull over to the bank and kind of stand up and stretch. And I got to do my McKinsey kind of extension stretches. That just means I kind of stand up and I kind of bend backwards at the waist there and just let that spine compress and put pressure to kind of focus the disc a little bit back into the center. If I don't, I end up getting a kind of pain in my hip and down my leg, and that's not a good thing. Because that chronic pressure of just paddling and sitting and not having my butt really move. So I'm looking for a new seat for my kayak so I can use one of those raised seats I just talked about. So just things to pay attention to. If you are a hiker, make sure you have good footwear. We've had a couple sprained ankles in the office in the last month or so. You want to wear a high top kind of boot. I mean, yeah, you can go for the super hiker, doesn't let your ankle move, weighs 25 pounds kind of hiking boot, or you can get the more sporty, athletic kind of hybrid between a boot and a sneaker. For just kind of hiking, I'm a little more fan of those kind of boots because sometimes, you know, you got to be a little dexterous on your feet when you hit unstable ground. So, you know, paying attention to the ground, of course, is the first part. And, those are kind of the main things we're running across in the office at the moment, at least on the injury side. If you're an active hiker and boater, really outdoorsman, remember, you've probably changed your habits from the winter sedentary, just kind of work and house chore lifestyle of activity, And now you're doing all these other new activities. So even if you haven't had an injury and hurt yourself, you're putting extra stress on your body. And you gardeners, you hear the commercial on the show about gardening. You gardeners are out there. You're on your knees and you're bending over. You're grabbing the wheelbarrow and moving it from the one flower bed to the other. Or you're rototilling for your vegetable garden or whatever you're going to do, let alone when picking time comes shortly. A lot of bending up and down, a lot of stooping and twisting. All these new activities, even if you haven't had an injury, you're going to get maybe a little muscle kind of soreness. But even if you don't, you probably want to see your chiropractor because you're doing something different. You're putting new stress on your body, and your body is probably getting stuck just a little bit. So it's not enough to be stuck to cause a pinched nerve or to hit a joint, get a joint into the pain zone, but it's being stuck enough to cause poor communication, because we've actually had also quite a few folks with this kind of springtime cold or virus, and had two cases that turned into walking pneumonia. Got it from babysitting the grandkids, right? And, you know, just trying to do some stuff, some natural things was not helping as much. And, you know, I told them at one point, I said, if this doesn't really show you any positive signs by taking this natural stuff by this evening, I want you to go to your MD first thing tomorrow morning because, you know, I know you got bronchitis and it could turn into pneumonia. And sure enough, they waited an extra day before they went, but they ended up going to their MD, and MD diagnosed them with walking pneumonia. So they needed something a little more hardcore. If you are one of those unlucky folks and you are taking antibiotics for some sort of springtime cold, remember to eat lots of yogurt and take your probiotics. Okay, probiotics are the good bacteria in fermented foods. So you gotta kind of compensate for the antibiotic, which is not only going to kill the bad guys, it's going to kill the good guys. It's going to wipe out your intestinal flora, and you're going to have to repopulate them. So how do you repopulate them? You repopulate them by what you eat, which is fermented foods or high in the good probiotic bacteria. A lot of you may need a probiotic that you got to take in a pill because you don't eat yogurt that much or you don't like it. And you're going to take your probiotics about 15 minutes before your two largest meals. Do that for about 2 weeks if you're the average individual without digestive complications. And then you can drop that back to just one probiotic pill a day. And you're going to take those before you eat versus with the food or after. If you have digestive issues and you're taking digestive enzymes like papaya extract and pineapple extract and all those kind of things, those you want to take actually right after you eat. You want to get them down in the stomach and let them mix with the food to help your body digest that food because your body's having trouble making its own enzymes. So we're right at a stopping point, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Gardening is a popular and relaxing summer pastime, so it's important to know the best ways to prevent possible injury. Oftentimes, strenuous and repetitive movements such as bending, pulling, reaching, and twisting may lead to strains or injury to the neck, shoulders, and back. As spinal health experts, doctors of chiropractic suggest the following tips to avoid injury while gardening. Warm up properly with some light stretching and make sure to take a short break every 10 to 15 minutes. Plant from a kneeling position. Keep your back straight while lifting soil. Don't stretch or squat with a bent back. Choose lightweight, long-handled tools to reduce overall strain. If you happen to experience pain or discomfort, contact a chiropractor for an examination and additional healthy living advice.
For more healthy tips or to find a chiropractor near you, visit the Unified Virginia Chiropractic Association at virginiachiropractic.org.
Hey, everybody, Dr. D here. And I know you guys are always used to me talking on the show about nutrition and chiropractic, and you've heard me talk about different things. I would just like to give a big shout out to my wife, Robin Cadonius. She is the It Works or distributor in the house and in the office. Those herbal wraps that help you melt off inches and stay kind of firm and keep the cellulite under control. they really work, and she's been able to share it with a lot of friends who have a lot of great results as well. So if you all are looking to lose a few inches, we're all thinking about swimsuit season coming up, and the dieting and the exercising is working, but how do you tighten up the skin and get rid of the cellulite underneath the skin? You can't exercise that kind of fat away until you're just about starved. So these herbal wraps really work. So I'd like everybody to go to the website, mybestpayday.biz, and you'll see on the bottom there the It Works website link. And Robin Kidonius, I believe Robin K at myitworks.com is her contact info. But check it out on mybestpayday.biz.
This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. D here on Dr. D Says. And remember, you can look up what we're talking about on the radio show website. That's drdsays.net, drdsays.net. If you are not an internet person, by all means, give me a call at the office. I'm sure you heard it on one of the commercials, but I'll say it again. It's 434-481-2012. That's 434-481-2012. So you can just give me a call and leave a message, and I will do my best to get back to you within a day or two on if it's a non-office kind of thing, and see what I can do to answer your questions. And, of course, if you disagree with something I say, please let me know. Let's talk about it. Let's see what your point of view is. Maybe I'm not right. I doubt it. No. I'm not right plenty of times, but, you know, if you have a conflicting point of view or you're not kind of kosher with maybe something I'm saying, and remember all the advice we give on the show is general, not trying to treat anyone's disease or symptom. That takes an in-person visit with a healthcare professional. So see your chiropractor, see your nutritionist, see your medical doctor, get checked, you know. And those are the things that you got to just be on top of for yourself. So, again, we've been talking, I kind of got a little bit into, probiotics and doing things because you might have a cold. And if you had a cold, you were taking antibiotics or drugs, and those drugs are going to kill your good bacteria. You got to put your good bacteria back in. And, sure, the Activia commercial is correct. It has good bacteria in it. I'm not sure if it really has any extra in it compared to other yogurt. That might be their marketing tyke. I haven't read anything on it, but all yogurt's good, even the inexpensive store brand still has some decent active cultures in it. But if you really think you're having digestive issues like kind of nausea, or you take a stomach medicine regularly, that stomach medicine is wiping out your digestive process. You need to learn how to get off of the little purple pill or the Z medicine or whatever you might be taking, right? And you're going to do that by finding out, number one, what irritates you food-wise, or if you have a low-grade infection or intestinal infection, you got to deal with that. That's causing inflammation, both those things. You're going to have to take probiotics, and then you're going to have to probably add short-term some digestive enzymes, some natural digestive enzyme products in there after your big meals, to help you digest it, that kind of deal. And Joe and I were just discussing on the break about bloat, you know, about eating things, and then all of a sudden you get that real tight feeling right under your ribs, right where your upper stomach is, as you probably call it. Not the big beer belly on the bottom, but the top half. If you eat something and then you notice in about 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, you just feel really tight and hard, and it's sticking out or protruding a little bit even, that's what we call bloat. That is a reaction of having a bacterial and usually a fungal yeast imbalance in your intestines, and that's going to happen when you eat simple carbs, sugary things. Maybe you just had a cupcake, piece of cheesecake. You had ice cream. And what happened is, in about 15 minutes, you just notice that, oh, I feel rock hard by my tummy on the upper half, and it feels a little distended or uncomfortable. Of course, ladies are familiar with that when they get intestinal distress related to their cycle. This condition I'm talking about here is for guys and gals, equal opportunity destroyer. And what it basically does is it means you've got the yeast or just eating that sugar right in your upper intestine, and they're releasing literally a lot of gas and byproduct, and that's just distending your abdomen, making you feel uncomfortable. So how do you get rid of that? You stop eating sugar. It's that simple. There's no magic vitamin, probiotic, or vitamin from Dr. D or anybody. You just got to give up the sugar for at least 8 weeks. You want to have the bacteria, the yeast, not the bacteria, you want to have the yeast die and cut off their food supply and they die. You still want to do your probiotics and your enzymes to help normal digestion and let the good bacteria kind of act like the eviction police, I guess, in your intestine and let them kind of displace the weaker yeast that are taking up expensive real estate in your intestines. They're occupying areas that should be occupied by the good bacteria. So if you don't have good bacteria, you aren't making enough vitamins, you aren't digesting your food properly to absorb your vitamins, and it can cause a myriad of symptoms. I mean, there's little, I think, over 1,000 symptoms attributed to yeast and poor digestion and having those kind of issues, from psychological, downright diagnosable things like schizophrenia and paranoia because you upset your neurotransmitter, your brain chemical ratios by having poor digestion because you're not getting enough of usually your B vitamins in there to get up to help make your neurotransmitters. It's going to definitely mess with your hormones, guys and gals. Ladies, of course, are going to typically be a little more grouchy and grumpy around cycle time. They're going to have more trouble with menopause during menopause, and it's going to last a lot longer than you think it should. Instead of being over in maybe 2 or 3 years, it seems to go on for forever. You know, 5 or 10 years, I've heard stories about menopause. And then, of course, being after menopause, you know, having issues, usually not as much with the moodiness, but just other health issues, cardiac issues, kidney trouble, liver trouble, lots of different things, lots of arthritis. Again, all these yeasty guys are going to make inflammation, and they're going to make anything that's a little bruised and damaged from years of hard play on the football field or in the backyard or on the knees as a gardener, whatever it's been, you're going to have extra inflammation. You know, you may be downright fibromyalgic. You know, you may have fibromyalgia. You know, what is fibromyalgia? You know, we're going to kind of leave digestion now and go on a little bit into fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is basically a chronic inflammation, okay, of usually the tendinous, musculotendinous junction. That's the area of the muscle in between the belly of the muscle and the tendon down into the tendon, and the an oversensitization of the nerve endings that work around your joints and your tendons, called your muscle spindle fibers and your Golgi tendon apparatus and those kind of things. And when you have fibromyalgia, it means, unfortunately, you have the genetics that says when I see chronic inflammation, I am going to act this way. So if you're that unlucky individual, seems to happen more with ladies than men, you have fibromyalgia. Everything is tender and sore. You can be like the Pillsbury Dough Girl, right? We can kind of poke and prod a little bit, and you'll go, ouch, ouch, everywhere. And no, it doesn't mean my fingers broke, to quote an old Bad Blonde joke. It means you have fibromyalgia, and you're just extra sensitive. Your brain, neurologically, things are happening. Your brain is making too much what we call substance P, which stimulates pain nerves. So we'll pick more of this up in a moment. We're going to take another short break. Dr. D here. I'd like to take a moment, guys, and address not your health issues, but your pocketbook, your financial issues. A lot of you are out there working really hard, and you're working a job. You're showing up to a J-O-B, a just over broke, right? So what's that mean? That means you're not in control of your life. So if you're looking for a way to add extra income, home-based business is really the modern marketing trend of this century. There's more home-based business startups happening right now than at any other time. And Dr. D, yeah, I like to do a few of those things myself. You'll hear me talk about them, I'm sure, on the radio. But I want you to go to my website, and there's a couple different home-based business presentations there, because I don't know what you're looking for. You know, maybe you're not into a health and nutrition, an anti-aging business, but maybe you'd like to learn how to get your AT&T or your Sprint cell phone paid for free. You know, you can do that through one of these home-based business opportunities. And go to my website, mybestpayday.biz. That's mybestpayday.biz. And watch the videos that are there. You can learn about how to do internet business video communications and get paid for it. You can learn how to save energy on your electric and gas bills in certain states. It's not available in every state. But you could actually work from home and sell the service and get paid, even though your customers are in Maryland, right? And they have just added, and that's Ignite or Stream Energy, and they're just about to add mobile services. So you'll be able to do a cell phone business anywhere in the country. So that's pretty cool. And there's a couple other businesses on there, and there's the It Works. Maybe you're into the cosmetic. How do I look? The It Wraps, the herbal wraps. You guys hear me, my wife, talk about those. So go to mybestpayday.biz and see which opportunity works for you, and then let Dr. D be your coach.
This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back, everybody. Demetrius Kidonis, chiropractic nutritionist, and we've been talking about injuries and then summertime colds and taking antibiotics, but then antibiotics wipe out your digestion, so you need to take probiotics. And then I kind of went from there into fibromyalgia is what we were recently talking about, and we're going to continue that real quick. But basically, fibromyalgia is how your individual genes react to leaky gut syndrome, poor intestinal absorption of nutrients, and letting nutrients, when they're too large, and these nutrients are usually a protein, undigested protein molecules in a large state. Not only will leaky gut contribute to autoimmune, it can trigger fibromyalgia kind of responses because the gut is going to be inflamed. It's going to be a little thick and spongy instead of thin and tight, you know, like a nice solid membrane. So this chronic inflammation is not just in your gut, it's in your entire system. Based on your genetics, decides whether you react with an autoimmune, a straight-out autoimmune condition, or you react with more of a chemical molecular irritation condition like fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is, like I said, it just hurts everywhere. You feel tender. And when you're having a fibromyalgia attack, you can't sit down on even a padded chair is difficult. It's hard to lay down because you get pressure points. And wherever your body is laying on that firmer surface, you know, it's going to hurt. Forget about sitting on something hard like a stadium seat, like at the ballpark. So anybody's mom or grandmom that has fibromyalgia is sitting on a big extra fluffy cushion. And even with that, she's going to have to stand up and get off that seat because just that chronic pressure, that constant chronic pressure, is going to start chemically irritating the muscles and the sensors, the nerve endings react abnormally, and they make things tender. So we have a neurological side, which means chiropractic can help it. We have a chemical side, which means nutrition can help it. So chiropractically, when you get adjusted, here's how the basic neurology of a chiropractic adjustment. This is how it's going to help fibromyalgia or any other inflammatory or painful condition. When you get adjusted at the spinal level, moving that bone, making those joints kind of go clickety-click and click into place, and then when they are kind of restored to normal tension, then when the springs or the ligaments that hold the joint in place are being tethered evenly, what's going to happen is you are going to stimulate a set of nerve endings that you have in every tendon and around every joint in your entire body. They're called mechanoreceptors, and there's different types, and I'm not here to make anatomists or nerve physiologists out of anybody. So let's just call them mechanical nerves, all right? And also around your joint capsules and inside your tendons are pain nerves. This way, if there's a fire, there's a fire alarm switch close by. So if there's an injury, there's a way for your body to signal the conscious mind, your brain, to tell you to stop moving that part of your body so you don't tear it up and damage it anymore. You know, back in the 70s when cortisone in Major League Football got to be huge, one of the big problems, aside from having bad arthritis 5 years, 3 to 5 years later after all those cortisone shots, was the fact that it was knocking the inflammation out and numbing out the pain nerves. So the football player was playing on an unstable knee or throwing with an unstable shoulder. And what would they do? They would use it really hard and they would tear it even worse and damage it and mangle it even worse. So, you know, pain medicine in that case in those days in the 70s, and I'm sure later on in NFL times, cortisone caused more permanent irreparable damage than it was probably worth because they didn't get paid a lot in the 70s like they do now. So anyway, so what has chiropractic got to do with this? When you get an adjustment stimulates your mechanical nerves, and your mechanical nerves have a special function. When they are working, part of their job is to turn off the pain nerve. So mechanical nerves on equals pain nerves off. In other words, you feel better. So that's a good thing, because if your mechanical nerves are firing normally now, not abnormal, but firing normally, that means the joint tissue is stable and the bones or the vertebra are lined up and they're moving correctly. When they get stuck or fixated, they're not moving. If they're not moving, they don't trip the mechanical nerves. If you don't trip the mechanical nerves, the pain nerves turn back on and start yelling. So that's how chiropractic makes your knee, your back, or your TMJ feel better when you get adjusted. There's a whole bunch more complicated stuff that happens, and real quickly what happens is there's a whole bunch of other nerve sensors that get plugged directly into your spinal cord and send messages up to your brain, and they send messages to things like the hypothalamus and the pituitary, which is responsible for hormone releases, like some of your natural corticosteroids and your natural anti-inflammatory and pain hormones and substances, okay? When you release these substances, you turn off the pain of fibromyalgia and any other inflammatory condition. So getting adjusted and keeping adjusted keeps normal motion, keeps the mechanical nerves working, keeps the pain nerves turned off or at least turned down, and it keeps these parts and it keeps messages flowing through the spinal cord directly to the brain that regulate your natural anti-inflammatory and hormonal balance. So getting adjusted is really a great way to deal with fibromyalgia. Now you got to deal with the chemical side, and that's the nutrition side. You've got to figure out what your dietary triggers are, because you have them. Maybe you are lactose intolerant. Maybe you're allergic to corn. Maybe you're allergic to wheat. Maybe you have a toxic buildup of heavy metals because of environmental pollution, or you eat a lot of fish and sushi like I do, and I tend to get a little bit more mercury in my system because of that. So what does that mean? I've got to do things on the chelation natural process to pull those heavy metals out so my kidneys and liver can get rid of them. So we got to figure out what your triggers are. We got to figure out if you're toxic, get rid of those things. Then we need to basically deal with normal digestion and normal nutrition and keeping that constant. And occasionally the weather's going to change. That's going to cause barometric pressure, which is going to squeeze your tendons and your joints and make it flare up. And you might need some herbal anti-inflammatories. Notice I didn't say meds, because a lot of drugs and medicine here will actually make your liver tire out and get toxic, which will dump more inflammatory and will dump out and out enzymes into your system that will make your muscles hurt. So we are coming to the end of another wonderful show. At least it was wonderful for me. Hopefully I didn't put you guys to sleep and you enjoyed listening and you learned some things. Send me an email. I want to give some G3 Super Juice away. So this is Dr. D signing off, wishing you all a happy and healthy week.